people will no longer have to fight with monkeys in the historic Thai city of Lopburi. That is because of new efforts to keep the animals from reproducing and to limit their movements.
Before
public health measures to control COVID-19 closed businesses in Lopburi, about 3,000 long-tailed macaques lived there. The people of the city fed them and even had a yearly party for them. Tourists came to the city north of Bangkok to see the macaques in what was known as Monkey City. The macaques are believed to bring good luck. They live in the nearby forests and have long been a part of the city's history. But after Lopburi came out of the pandemic lockdown in the middle of 2022, people found that the monkeys had become unruly without people feeding them. Groups of macaques had taken over buildings. They stole food and caused accidents by walking in the streets. Groups of the monkeys also fought each other, shocking local people. Some of the townspeople put up cages around their homes to keep the monkeys out. Wisarut Sonyam is a local researcher with the non-governmental organization Ecoexist Society. He said the monkeys would steal from people by taking any container they thought might contain food. People began to carry slingshots, a small weapon that shoots stones, to protect against the monkeys. Earlier this year, officials began their efforts to catch the macaques. By May, they were increasing the effort to prevent the monkeys from reproducing that began during the pandemic. Our goal is to neuter all the monkeys, 100% of them, said local veterinarian Patarapol Maniyorn from the Government Wildlife Department in September. The monkeys would then be put into an area where they will be looked after, he said. Now, the situation in the city seems to be under control, as the officials have captured 1,600 of the monkeys. Some animal rights groups agree the monkeys should be neutered, but they do not want them to be kept in captivity. Edwin Veek is founder of Wildlife Friends Foundation Thailand. He said, "The monkeys are suffering because currently they're in a cage that is not designed for them." Veek pressed the government to increase funding for the Government Wildlife Department to train people in animal care and treatment. The people of Lopburi are happy that the streets are safe again. Clockmaker Chalit Nithyukram said, "Things have become a little easier because most of the monkeys were captured. Life is easier." He said his business is improving because people are no longer afraid to park near his shop. For others, the monkeys are important to Lopburi. Supaporn Rienprayorn operates a store near a temple where monkeys often gathered. "Monkeys are part of Lopburi's identity," she said. She sometimes gave them a little food. "Let tourists take pictures with them. Just 100 or 2, she joked. I'm Andrew Smith.